Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1175, Strength Training at Home by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post really hits home with me. Get it? The title of today's post is Strength Training at Home? Anyone? Bueller? Okay, fine. But it's really true. About a year ago, I completed the home gym in my garage and have been enjoying it ever since. I even had our OLD team post a picture of the gym on our site. But listen, what if you don't have a lot of space to spare or the budget to spend on equipment? Well, let's hear what Eric has to say as we get right to today's post and optimize your life. Strength Training at Home by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. Hands up if anyone remembers the Bowflex home gym commercials. I'm guessing that's quite a few of us. While home gyms definitely aren't a new thing, the idea of actually working out at home is probably new to many. I myself have an established routine of leaving the house to hit the gym for years. But due to the limitations of the pandemic, I have discovered, surprisingly, a new appreciation for having a home training space. However, before I started and became comfortable with working out at home, I had the obvious question: how do I structure this? Here, I'm going to share some tips I and others have discovered about structuring a strength training area at home. Strength Training at Home 101. The space. The top barriers to working out at home that trip most people up in the beginning are twofold: space and equipment. Ideally, we'd all have an extra empty room just waiting around to be transformed into a home gym. But as we know, the ideal isn't always the current reality. So what do you do with limited space to train? First things first, see if you can find an area with easily movable furniture. This will give you the most flexibility in terms of equipment. Side note, try to find a closet or other area that can hold several pieces so that they're out of the way when not in use. Second thing second, move all damageable valuables, trust me. Third, if you're planning on integrating planks or other ground exercises, which you should be, invest in a yoga mat or other large mat to ease the strain on your elbows and your back. Fourth, add a mirror to the room if possible. Even if you invest in a more affordable standing mirror strictly for your workouts, it will help you make sure your form is on point at all times. It can also give you that in the gym feeling, since most gyms are lined with mirrors. Equipment. The best investment you can make equipment-wise are pieces that have multi-usage ability. In other words, pieces that can be used for more than one movement. This is where versatile pieces of equipment like kettlebells shine. Yeah, I'm a little bit biased, but to be fair, I'm biased because of the versatility of kettlebells. They allow you to basically perform a full body workout anywhere. Not to mention, they're compact while also carrying heavy weight, allowing them to also be stored easily. If I had to pick just one piece of equipment, I'd choose kettlebells, but you can also grab heavy dumbbells. I'd also choose a jump rope as one of the most essential pieces for straight cardio, since you can use it for steady cardio, just hopping, or high-intensity interval training with aggressive jumping and things like double unders or high knees. Of course, you can always invest in other equipment like barbells or even machinery, but here, we're sticking with the basics that can get you the most results with a baseline investment. Body weight. Many people also discount body weight as a way to not just maintain gains, but also to make them. A few ways to make body weight workouts more challenging to complement your limited equipment at home are: 1. Go slow on reps, especially in the lowering phase. Eccentric training like this has proven to be one of the most effective ways to build muscle fibers. One good way to integrate this at home is to install a removable pull-up bar and go very slowly on the lowering phase during your reps. There's no way you won't feel the burn. 2, try one leg or one arm moves. For example, try one-legged squats or one-arm push-ups to increase weight on specific appendages. 3, focus on supersets. This allows you to exhaust the specific muscle you're working on, which is ideal if you don't have heavy enough weight. Examples would be like doing one-legged squats, followed by lateral lunges, followed by sumo squats, etc. 4, focus on full body movements. Think moves like kettlebell clean to presses or squat to presses and so on. These work your entire body and require a very minimal amount of space while also getting your heart rate up. Don't forget the backyard. These tips might seem like they require a lot of space, but truthfully, most can be done in a small area as long as you're conscious and controlled in your movements. However, if you have a backyard, you also have the perfect space to perform more explosive, bigger movements like burpees and swings. You can also utilize equipment like heavy balls outside without fear of knocking something over. If you're feeling like space is a little tight indoors, don't let the change of being outside deter you. Take it as an opportunity to get in some vitamin D simultaneously with your training. Above all, don't let lockdown get you down. It's easy to lose motivation in the face of nothing being open and the future being uncertain. Use this time to not only focus on optimizing your home, but also to turn inward and really define your goals so that they can never leave you, also known as making these goals portable. You just listened to the post titled Strength Training at Home by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I have to repeat something Eric said that's so important. The key to all of this is simplicity. Start with the basics. Now, before the idea of a home gym was even a twinkle in my eye, before I even purchased a single piece of equipment, I spent years going to the gym or performing bodyweight workouts at home. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to waste my time and money investing in things I would never use. You know, things like buying a treadmill and then using it to hang up my clothes to dry instead of actually walking or running on it. So even if you don't own a yoga mat or a kettlebell, it's okay. That's how I started. I just needed a small space in my one-bedroom apartment and a list of bodyweight exercises. That was it. I would perform squat variations, sit-ups, push-ups, mountain climbers, burpees, yoga poses, invisible jump rope, and the list would go on and on. And as Eric mentioned, I would perform supersets to mix things up, get creative. Once I felt like I tapped out my creativity and was ready to move on from these types of exercises, I bought a single 25-pound dumbbell and incorporated that into my routine. Then eventually, when I felt I was ready, I bought another 25-pound dumbbell. That eventually turned into a 35-pound kettlebell. I slowly kept adding exercise equipment to my collection, but only those pieces of equipment I knew I needed to support my fitness goals. Fast forward 10 years later, and I turned this into a home gym. And because I carefully and thoughtfully acquired each piece of equipment, I can confidently say that nothing was purchased frivolously. Nothing goes to waste. I use every single piece of home gym equipment regularly. But remember, all of this started with a small 7x7 space in the living room of my one-bedroom apartment. If I can do it, you can do it. And again, this is coming from a guy who never liked exercise. All right, that'll do it for the Thursday episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll be back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.